We're joined by Steve Boos, of the executive director of the Young Eagles program.
He's back.
He switched hats.
I've switched hats and shirts, and we're good now.
And we're good. Thank you for putting a shirt back on.
Yeah. Please. Scary image.
Well, and thank you for actually giving me two segments back to back so I can work it into my schedule.
Well, we were trying to make it more inconvenient for you, but
it just didn't work out this time. We'll do better next week.
All right. So we're here to talk about Young Eagles, and I take it that both of you fine gentlemen are familiar with the Young Eagles program.
Absolutely.
We have. I was ballast on a Young Eagle flight once.
Yes? Yes.
And I've worked at several air shows as an air show announcer where they've done Young Eagle
exactly.
flights.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. You see a lot of smiling faces on those kids.
And on the pilots' faces, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, the Young Eagles program was started in 1992. As a way for us to try to encourage kids to get involved in aviation. Looking at the pilot shortage that's going on, it's still ongoing, is to try and encourage them to think about becoming a pilot, either as a career or as a hobby, like you know a lot of us here at Oshkosh are, to try to get a million kids flown by the 100th anniversary of powered flight in 2003. So that's what we said in 1992. And, boy, there were a lot of folks who shook their head and thought, boy, they're never going to get there. If they get 100,000, that would be good. Maybe two. I tell you what, if they get to a half million, that'd be outstanding. Well, as you probably know, we smashed right through the million number in November of 2003. So we were on target.
Just made it.
Kept right on going. So
and I remember that young man's presentation, the leather jacket, the flight jacket.
Yeah, yeah, at Kitty Hawk at the 100th anniversary. It was a great time, except for the weather.
The swimming competition was very good.
But we've continued on with the program since then, and happy to announce that we've now flown 1.4 million Young Eagles. So
1.4 million Young Eagles
going. It's a fantastic program. You mentioned the smiles, and that's really one of the big things is that when you do something that you're passionate about and you can share it with somebody else, it's a wonderful experience. And I think that's what our volunteer pilots and ground supporters feel is that when they're out there flying kids, they feel like they're doing something good, but they're also doing something good. You know, that makes them feel good inside, too. So
then you've had no problem with pilots saying, yeah, let's continue this program.
No, not at all. In fact, the charge came from the membership. The original idea for the program came from EIA members. We surveyed longtime EIA members and said, you know, where do you want to see your organization going in the future? And one thing that came out was we need to get more young people involved. Well, how should we do that? And they said, you know, somebody gave me a ride or somebody showed some interest or answered some questions I had about flying, and that's what got me hooked. So that's sort of the genesis of where Young Eagles came from. And as we're approaching the million in 2003, the members are going, well, you're not going to stop now, are you? And we said no. And I think even if EIA would have formally said, oh, we're done with the Young Eagles program, I'm pretty sure pilots would have continued doing it anyway. So at this point, it just made good sense to continue riding the wave, as it were, and we've been doing that ever since.
Well, it's a good program because with the security at airports and everything being what it is, you just can't hang over an airport fence anymore.
True.
It's gotten difficult.
Yeah. Even in 92 when we started the program, even at that time, there were barriers and fences that were keeping kids and pilots and airplanes from really mixing. Well, we all know what's happened in the last 16 years.
Yeah.
It's gotten even more difficult.
And the airports themselves are getting harder to find.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, anything we can do to encourage the general public to come out to airports. And, you know, that was one of the benefits of the program I don't think we really thought about. I mean, we knew that we'd be flying kids and hopefully inspiring them, but also their parents come out to the airport. And the really neat thing is for many people who have never been to an airport, they see it. They see I see those little Cessnas flying around or the Cubs or whatever. They don't really know anything about the airplanes. So because they don't, they just assume that every pilot is a millionaire flying some, you know, Citation jet or something. They have no idea that the vast majority of people who are at the airport are their friends and neighbors. You know, we had a Young Eagles rally here in June for International Young Eagles Day on June 14th. And there were some folks who came out from my neighborhood. Hadn't really, we kind of knew who they were, but I saw the names on the registration forms. Hey, we're neighbors. And they were very much impressed with the fact that, wow, that's the guy across the street who flies? I never knew that. So bringing the general public out to the airport and showing them that there's not anything really scary going on here, and then it's something they can do. Can't think of the number of times I've heard parents say, oh, you know, I always thought about doing this when I was young. And that's a perfect opportunity to say, well, you're still young.
Yeah,
yeah. Here's the flight school. Here's how you get started. It's so doing that and bringing the parents out has really been, like I said, an unforeseen benefit. A lot of airports where there are noise issues or encroachment one of the first things we tell folks to do is organize a Young Eagles rally. Get the neighbors out there. Get the city council or the mayor, the manager, whatever. Get them out there to see what we're doing, and that EIA chapters and members are involved in the community. We're not just hiding behind the airport fence. You know, we're out there too, doing good things. Yeah, so
if you reach out to an EIA chapter, they will surely reach back.
Oh, exactly.
So. People have no idea how much aviation plays in their lives.
Exactly.
They don't know.
Yeah.
It encompasses just about everything that we do or touch.
Exactly. And it's up to us as, not only EIA members, but just as, aviation advocates, whether you're an EIA member or not, it's up to each one of us to make sure that any time we have an opportunity to talk about the positives of aviation, we do it, and so that the general public gets a little better idea of what we're up to.
You just never know how it's going to touch your life.
Exactly.
You know? I have a friend of mine back home who wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for a medevac helicopter.
Sure.
He had a massive heart attack and had to have surgery and everything, and he darn near died. And I'm glad to say, Pete Malchione, we're glad you're okay out there, buddy.
So, and you never know who you're going to find involved in the program, which is where we found Harrison Ford, our current chairman.
Right, right. another question that comes to mind.
Okay.
Program's been around 16 years.
Yep.
A lot of those Young Eagles are probably now pilots.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're starting to see them come back and say, hey, yeah, I got my start as a Young Eagle.
Exactly. On Wednesday morning, there's a JetBlue 737 that will touch down right out here at Whitman Regional Airport. On board in the first officer seat is Carl Gustafson, who was a Young Eagle in 1992. So he is a Young Eagle who's coming back here and bringing a 737. Last year, David Martin, who was a Young Eagle in the early 90s, he led the B-1 formation flight that came over. Really cool thing is he had been here in his Bonanza earlier in the week and flew Young Eagles for us. So he got to have fun with the Bonanza and then come back with his with his day job and show off. And later on this week, there's an F-18 pilot who's going to lead a formation of F-18s coming in, and he's a former Young Eagle. So we're starting to see him crop up all over the place.
It does come full circle.
That's fantastic.
Listen, one question. I have two questions for you.
Okay.
First, are they going to be doing Young Eagle flights in the 737?
They will not be doing Young Eagle flights in the 737.
All right. That takes the fun out of it.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, here's another question. This is more of a serious nature here. Now, Harrison Ford presently is the chairman of the Young Eagles program. Who's going to be his successor?
I don't know. He's signed on for another couple of years, so
he's a busy man.
He
too.
Is, he is, and when the time comes that he decides that he needs to step aside because of his other commitments, we'll probably have some discussions with him and see if he can't possibly open some doors for
us. I've got a suggestion for you.
Okay,
and I know this thought has occurred to you too. Why not ask John Travolta?
Well, that would be one of the folks on the short list. Getting him here to AirVenture to experience the. The event is a good first step.
And I understand he will be here this year.
He will. He will be introducing the movie Broken Arrow on Friday night.
Ooh.
Yeah. So,
Friday.
Be there or be square.
Yeah, that's right. There's another one where you'll have to be two places at once.
Yep.
Lieutenant Dan at the Theater in the Woods and John Travolta up at the...
I left my clone at home.
That's right, at the fly-in theater.
Son of a gun.
Yep.
Well, you know what? Once again, that's where modern digital technology comes into play.
There you go.
Because I'm within walking distance of the fly-in theater, so that's probably where I will be. And I'll listen to Lieutenant Dan at a later date.
There you go.
Okay, the big elephant in the room. How has fuel costs affected Young Eagles?
It has. It's impacted the amount of flights that people are doing, but it hasn't impacted the passion they have for the program. I mean, people are still very passionate and almost apologetic for not flying as much as they did before. So the message we want to send to folks is we understand fuel prices are going up, and we wish there was something we could do to make them go down, not only for the airplanes but for the cars. But we really appreciate the fact that people are still passionate about the program and still participating. We had a really crummy winter weather-wise, which really slowed things down, and fuel prices have had an impact. But again, the passion and excitement for the program that the members have continues to run very, very high. So we're very pleased with that, and thank everybody for everything they've done. We have pilots who've flown one kid and another pilot who's flown over 3,000. So, and everybody in between, over 40,000 people have flown Young Eagles, and probably twice that many have helped out as ground support volunteers to keep the program safe. So thanks to everybody. It continues to be one of EIA's most successful, most popular programs, and I'm honored to have a small part in helping keep things going.
It is a good program because it's, once again, the kids can't be airport bums anymore. There's too many barriers to it because of history.
Because
and just
of
the
modern
times. Mm-hmm. Too many creeps out there, I'm afraid, and you know, there's no way to tell good guy from bad guy. So the Young Eagles program is definitely a great way of kids getting their foot in the door, and not to mention a little positive light on aviation for mom and dad as well.
Exactly.
And education can be a good thing.
And fun as well.
You're listening to Digital Dave
and Fast Eddie on EAA Radio.